Now, the cryptocurrency question of the week is brought to you by Revex, the smartest and easiest way to invest in cryptocurrencies. Now, the cryptocurrency question of this week, of course, as I said, brought to you by Revex. Now, Revex, they offer the easiest, the safest, and the smartest way to invest in cryptocurrencies. So their diversified crypto baskets contain the world's top cryptocurrencies. And it's really like, you know, buying on the JSE Top 40 or the S&P 500. But for crypto, just remember that. You can head over to Revix.com. It's R-E-V-I-X.com and sign up for free. And if you use the promo code TALK, I don't have to spell that to you, you'll get 100 Rand in Bitcoin deposited straight into your Revix account. That's when you make your first investment. So, cryptocurrencies. What is, I've decided, let's get on Sean Saunders. Now, Sean Saunders is the CEO and the founder of Revex. Great to have you on the show, sir.
Thank you, Nai. Yeah, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, when I do these interviews, I'm going to pretend that not everybody understands what cryptocurrency is. And I think it's a great place to start, right?
Yes.
Because the thing is, if you're in the know and we end up talking about, the blockchain underlying it and blah, 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 and people start going over their heads and I'm going, no, man, let's maybe start at the beginning. What exactly is cryptocurrency?
So in the most simplistic terms, cryptocurrency is a digital currency, and there's loads of different cryptocurrencies out there, but let's just, maybe get back to the basics. So it's a digital currency that is not created or managed by any single country central bank. So it's not like rands, it's not like pounds, it's not like dollars. But what's really powerful about cryptocurrencies is that they enable peer-to-peer payments using blockchain technology. So forget that I just said blockchain technology. I think what's really powerful about the fact of having peer-to-peer payments is that if you think about the way that the current world of payments work, you instruct your bank, who then own or hold your money, to make a payment to another bank for somebody else then to be able to withdraw their money. That's not really you owning or managing your money. That's other banks and financial intermediaries sort of being involved. Now, cryptocurrencies enable direct peer-to-peer payments. You own your cryptocurrency and you're able to make a payment to somebody else's wallet, and therefore they own their cryptocurrency. So it completely removes all the middlemen that we know in the financial system today. And that's really powerful.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a mate of mine who went through some tumultuous times in the UK, and the pound was doing this, that, and the everything. It's a bit like the Cape Coast and the ocean around, yeah. And he actually put his money into cryptocurrency and took it out at a later stage. But that's a story for another time. And when people ask me, Sean, what this blockchain thing's all about, I normally say to them it's like having an Excel spreadsheet on a million computers around the world, and if you change one thing here, it changes all of those. So they're sort of dynamically linked, as it were. So you can't go into one computer and try and change everything, because it essentially has to reference. It's, what do they call it? A distributed ledger, as it were.
That is exactly correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but anyway, let's talk about Revex, right? And how do you fit into this world?
Right. So Revex, as you mentioned earlier, we make it incredibly easy, secure, and smart. And we just try to bring about a smarter way to invest in cryptocurrencies. And we can offer our investment platform and our services through www.revix.com. And really what we offer that makes us quite unique is that you can invest in, say, Bitcoin. You can invest in Ethereum. We've got a one-for-one backed gold token. Every single time you buy this gold token, which is called Paxos Gold, you actually buy a fraction of a gold bar. So you buy 1 ounce of a gold bar, which is very cool. And then we've got three crypto bundles, and these are really our main products. So our crypto bundles are sort of like the S&P 500 or the JSE Top 40, but for cryptocurrencies. So for a lot of investors out there, they're saying, well, this crypto world is very weird. It changes on a weekly basis, never mind a weekly basis. It changes on a daily basis, hourly basis. And you don't know which cryptocurrencies to pick. And, there's 3,000 cryptocurrencies out there. And kind of how do you go about actually investing in the space a little bit more securely and, essentially be a smart investor? So our bundles allow you to own, our top 10 bundle in particular, allows you to own about 85% of the entire cryptocurrency market. So you own the top 10 cryptocurrencies, all equally weighted. And then you can sit back on a monthly basis and sort of we readjust your bundle for you. So every single month we'll update your bundle. So you always own the top cryptocurrencies. And this means you don't have to guess or gamble in this market. You
own a
diversified portfolio. That's exactly it.
It's about like, the Cetrix top whatever and those sort of things out in there. But this time, obviously, just for crypto. And I love the fact, I just want to understand this, right? So you buy a piece of a gold bar. Is this how dissimilar or similar is this to the rand that was backed by gold years and years ago? Is it something similar? Sorry, I'm just trying to understand this as a doffel who.
So you know when you buy a stock of a company, right?
Yeah.
You buy the legal ownership to a certain amount of this company, and now what they've done is they've put commodities like gold, like silver, onto blockchains, and that means you can buy the legal ownership of a fraction of a gold bar or a fraction of a silver bar, and that's really interesting. I think in the next few years, you're going to be able to invest in a whole host of different things, whether that be property, whether that be alternative assets like, you know, fine wine, sneakers even. You'll be able to invest in these through these tokens where you buy legal ownership of different assets.
This is fascinating. Absolutely enjoying this discussion. But what would I need then to invest with RevX?
So firstly, you'd need just a little bit of curiosity and wanting to get into the crypto space. And then you need a little bit of extra money. So, I mean, with us, you can get started with as little as 150 Rand. So it's really not a lot of money to get started. But I always say to somebody that's looking to invest in the crypto space, this is a volatile market, right? This requires you to sort of enter this knowing that your investment will go up and it can go down. And, you know, that's just the nature of the market. But if you have got a little bit of extra money to invest and you're looking for a platform that's secure, that's trusted, we are backed by a JSE-listed company. Wow. We recently raised quite a fair amount of money, $4 million to be exact. So we're expanding internationally. And if you're looking to then invest in crypto in a slightly more secure way, you can head over to our platform and we can assist you.
So if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Today, this is 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. I am chatting to Sean Saunders, by the way. He is the CEO and the founder of RevX. And, you know, really, as you would invest on the JSE with the top 40 and the S&P 500 and all the other quickies that you can invest in, you're able to do so through RevX, right? And that type of investment obviously is for crypto, and that is what we've been discussing. And a lot of people also don't understand, you know, when you buy these, do you buy a whole crypto, a crypto unit or a token? How does that work when I invest?
Yes, a lot of people ask us this. It's quite interesting because, you know, one Bitcoin right now is worth 927,000 rand, right? And it could very well go over a million. Now, that does not mean that you require 927,000 rand to buy a Bitcoin. You can get started on our platform with 150 rand and you buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. If you're looking to invest in our bundles, you can invest in a fraction of a bundle. So that means as long as you've got 150 rand, you can participate in the crypto space. If you want to invest a little bit more, you can do that as well. So that's really what makes us quite unique. And, you know, if you're investing in the general crypto space, I think this is what's quite unique, in particular with the crypto world versus the traditional financial world, is we're able to sort of tear down these barriers of saying, well, only the rich or the wealthy can invest and participate, right? Everyone can. And that's what's really cool about this space.
Absolutely. Now, and you know, we mentioned slightly or a little earlier about crypto bundles. Just go into that into a little bit more detail for me, please.
Sure. So we offer, our primary product is our top 10 bundle.
Yeah.
And now this gives you exposure to the top 10 cryptocurrencies, all equally weighted. Now, we equally weight each of the cryptocurrencies because if you were to take a market weighted bundle to say, okay, right, which are the biggest cryptocurrencies, right, Bitcoin, Ethereum, they're going to have a greater weight in this bundle. Then all of a sudden, 75%. 77% actually, to be exact, of your holdings would just sit in Bitcoin and Ethereum. And what we're saying is, well, there's a whole host of other cryptocurrencies that exist out there. If you look at the likes of Cardano, if you look at the likes of Tron, EOS, you know, these are all emerging cryptocurrencies. Some of them have returned over 1,000% over the last year. If you're exposed only to really the big names in the space, you're losing out on the potential gains with the smaller cryptocurrencies. So what we do then with our bundles, and this is for anyone that invests in our bundles, every single month, at 12 o'clock at night on the first of the month, we will automatically rebalance your bundle, which means that if, let's say, Bitcoin's performed really well over the month and it's outperformed all the other cryptocurrencies, we'll automatically take a little bit of profit from Bitcoin and we'll automatically allocate it to the other cryptocurrencies within that bundle. And that means that you're always having profits that are taken and you're always diversified. Okay. And that's sort of our key tenets when it comes to investing.
Okay, so let's say I've already signed up, I've verified my account, and I've invested in any of the products, right, that RevX offer. What happens to my money then?
Sure. So we custody it for you, right? You don't need to look after it yourself. I'm sure everyone's heard about these private keys and wallets and cryptography. And yeah, it's complicated, right? We don't want to be dealing with complicated systems. We make it really easy for customers to get involved. So we use professional custody partners that insure your funds, and they hold your investment funds essentially in segregated accounts, which means that they're protected from hacks and from theft. And we think that that's a smarter way for the average person to invest in cryptocurrencies.
Okay, so you know, do I keep it in my wallet or my bank? And you know, does Revex keep it? I mean, how can I use it? I mean, that's the other thing, right? When you put your money into investments and people tell you you can't touch it for this period and that period, how does that work?
Yeah, so we don't believe in having lockup periods, as they call them. You can buy into an investment and hold. If you want to hold it for 30 years, please go hold it for 30 years. If you want to sell out after 3 seconds of buying it, go ahead and sell out. We believe in longer-term investing. We believe that this crypto market today it's worth $1.2 trillion. I think maybe that's something we must make noted in this call.
Yeah.
$1.2 trillion is bigger than Apple, right? It's about 13 times the size of South Africa's GDP. It is ginormous. And if you are then comparing, and while that may seem really high, if you're comparing Bitcoin's value in particular to the value of gold, it's currently only about 8 or 9% of gold's value. And if Bitcoin has to overtake gold, you're looking at a 10x, 15x return over the coming years. And we see the long-term investment potential in this asset class, being cryptocurrencies, as being the real driver in the space. So that's what we want people to see. Short-term trading is, you know, it's exciting, but honestly, you'd rather go to the casino. Look at the longer-term, you know, look at the longer-term opportunity here.
Yeah, longer-term exposure, I think, is essential. But so I've got a listener who's asked the question, what makes Revex different from a bank?
So a bank, well, firstly, banks have terrible customer service. head over to Revex and speak to one of our customer support agents, and you'll realize what, you know, great customer service sounds like, firstly. Secondly, banks, you know, they work with traditional fiat currencies. They deal with rands. They make their money from giving out mortgages and all the rest. Yeah. We are focused as an investment platform. If you want to invest in the crypto space and you're wanting great service to do that, and you're wanting low fees, you're wanting to be able to get diversified exposure, you can head over to www.revex.com and we can give you that.
Well, you are listening to Sean Saunders, the CEO and the founder of Revex, and a very important question. And I think this is probably the most important question I'm going to ask you today, Sean.
Sure.
When you go to dinner, right, do you have dinner with other people who talk cryptocurrency? Because I can just imagine how some of the lay people in that conversation. Seriously, I mean, it's difficult, right, to sometimes divorce yourself from, you know, what you do and you're passionate about it, and then you go into a world where people are still trying to play catch up with you, and when they do, they see the value. Is it a challenge?
It is definitely a challenge. I think it's, you know, if we go back to, let's say, the early 90s, and you start talking about the internet, you know, and email and all these weird things, they were completely divorced from reality at that point in time. It was the same sort of conversation that I imagine people were having, right? I mean, I was a little young at that point in time to be having any intellectual conversations, but that was sort of the idea of, you know, what was going on in society, and internet was weird. And now you've got blockchain and crypto and non-fungible tokens and decentralized finance and all these terms where people are like, what on earth are you talking about? But I think when the penny drops, and this is what I really try to do with, you know, my work, and we try to do at Revex, when the penny drops, just how impactful blockchain technology and how cryptocurrencies are going to continue to grow in value, when the penny drops and you start understanding why, that's really when it gets exciting. Because I think the success of cryptocurrencies, and I mean, this is a very bold statement, but I think the success of cryptocurrencies is at the detriment to fiat currencies. Remember, the rand today is trading at, what is it, 15 odd rand to a dollar, right? And that dollar is worth, you know, currently about $61,000 to one Bitcoin. Now, that means that the rand has significantly depreciated versus the dollar, and the dollar significantly depreciated versus Bitcoin. That means that there's some currency in all of this that's actually winning and some currencies that are losing. So over the long term, you know, where do you sort of want to put your money? I don't think keeping your money in rands or dollars is a smart way to go.
Sean Saunders, wonderful chatting to you, man. CEO and founder of Revex. And by the way, a lot of people asking, how do you spell it? Well, it's revix.com. You can go and check it out. Listen, have a lekker day. Great chatting to you.